Well, tumbling oil prices seem to have done little to dent Shell's ambitions to exploit the energy potential of the Alaskan Arctic. It's said there could be as much as 24 billion barrels of oil under the sea there, enough to satisfy the demands of the United States for more than 3 years. Environmentalists, though, have campaigned for years against Shell's Arctic plans. They say an oil spill there would be an environmental catastrophe. Now, though, Shell has told the BBC it intends to press ahead with those plans, despite announcing $15 billion worth of cuts in spending elsewhere because of falling oil prices. Our business editor Kamal Ahmed spoke to Shell's chief executive, Ben van Beurden.
The potential in the Arctic is very, very significant. We believe that the Arctic probably holds the largest yet-to-be-discovered resource base. If you look at our position in the Alaska part of the Arctic, in the western Chukchi, it is very substantial indeed. It's kind of hard to take a view on how much would be there, but we're talking about multi-billion barrels resource potential, actually double-digit billion barrels resource potential. Now, of course, that's yet potential. It's yet to be discovered. We discovered gas there. We think we have very, very good indications that there should be a large oil rim around it. So we have a better than 50% chance of actually finding oil, but it has to be found first, and that's what we are set out to do for this year.
There are huge environmental concerns about any oil company drilling in the Arctic. How do you deal with those concerns, particularly given that you have had problems with your rigs in Alaska?
Yeah. Now, I'm very much aware of these concerns, and in a way, of course, we share these concerns very much. So we will only do this if we can truly convince ourselves we can do this responsibly. So we've put in place multiple lines of defense on top of the ordinary lines of defense that you would have for a normal drilling campaign to deal with the risks, to also deal with the eventualities, and therefore I think we are as well prepared as any company can be to mitigate the risks and to make sure that we can deal with consequences if there would be an issue. But I know it is a difficult issue. It is an issue that actually divides society quite a bit. And therefore, I think there's always going to be a difference of opinion about what drilling in the Arctic would mean. I don't think we will ever be able to convince everybody that this is the right thing to do. It is, however, also true that the world does need more hydrocarbons for many years to come. The energy system is going to double again in its size in the first half of this century. We will need significant amounts of renewables and also oil and gas to actually meet that demand. We have to do it responsibly with lower CO2 emissions, but we have to unlock new opportunities like the Arctic as well, if we are going to service the needs of the planet.
But many people say the Arctic is the last great wilderness. Oil companies just shouldn't be there.
Oil companies are there, have been there for many, many years. A very significant amount of today's oil and gas production actually comes from the Arctic. The Arctic has been an area where there has been economic activity for centuries. So let's not just think that the Arctic is untouched and this would be a first foray into it. As a matter of fact, there have been many activities there that have been very successful without any spills in many, many decades.
That was the chief executive of Shell, Ben van Beurden, speaking to the BBC's Kamal Ahmed. But assurances like those fail to impress environmental campaigners, as I heard from Charlie Cronick, senior climate advisor at Greenpeace.
Drilling for oil in the offshore Arctic is an incredibly hazardous proposition. It's risky for the environment. It's also potentially enormously risky for Shell's own shareholders. They've never costed what it would cost them to clean up a major spill there. And the U.S. government has said that there's a 75% chance of a major spill taking place. So it's grossly irresponsible.
But the boss of Shell told the BBC today that the Arctic represents, and I quote, the largest yet to be discovered resource base. Doesn't the world desperately need resources like that to be exploited if people like you and I are to keep the lights on and heat our homes?
Demand for oil around the world is flattening. It's not growing. And what's absolutely crucial for companies like Shell is for us to believe that that demand is growing, because for them to add to their demands is what makes those companies valuable on the global stock markets. This isn't about drilling for oil. This is about trying to improve their valuations on the international stock markets.
Something else that Ben van Beurden told us, the boss of Shell, is that he said, we'll only do this if we can truly convince ourselves we can do it responsibly. We have in place multiple lines of defence on top of the ordinary lines of defence that you would have for normal drilling to deal with the risks. Do you take him at his word?
Well, Ben van Beurden is a very reasonable man. There is no doubt about it. But again, it's worth taking a step back and looking at what the reality is of drilling for oil in the Arctic. If you look at the studies that have been commissioned by the U.S. government, there is a very low likelihood that any of the ways that you can clean up an oil spill will work in the Arctic. So don't take my word for it. Take the U.S. government's word for it. But on top of that, it's important to remember, Shell has never tested, or at least they've never admitted to testing, their spill response equipment in Arctic conditions. They've tried to test their so-called containment domes and capping stacks in the temperate waters of Puget Sound, and they had really, really serious problems where one of their bits of kit was crushed like a beer can. If it doesn't even work off the coast of Washington State, how is it going to work in the Arctic?
So you don't trust Shell, essentially. That's what you're saying. You don't trust their assurances.
Oh, absolutely don't. And you only have to look at their record in 2012. They ran their rig aground trying to save a few million dollars in tax. So, no, we don't trust them. And it's not just Shell. We don't think anybody can responsibly drill for oil in the Arctic and get away with it.
But you take, I say you, I mean Greenpeace, you take an absolutist view on all of this. If you had your way, you wouldn't have anybody drilling for oil anywhere. Wouldn't it be better to focus your energies on not an outright ban on drilling in places like this, but for more effective oversight, maybe?
Well, what's really interesting is that more responsible oversight is absolutely a must. And what more responsible oversight always brings is higher costs, much more equipment, you know, belt braces and every kind of backup. And what the oil industry can't do, particularly now, is spend money to add to their reserves that don't actually add to the value of the company. This is not about ideology. This is about how do we spend the finite resources we have as a global community in terms of our economy to meet our energy needs into the future and respond to climate change. For oil in the Arctic ever to be either profitable or desirable would mean a level of oil consumption in the future that mean we'd completely given up on climate change. The problem isn't the oil we haven't got yet. The problem is that we're using too much oil that we still have access to.
That was Greenpeace's senior climate advisor, Charlie Cronick.